the end of a crazy week for you. Seven matches, you win all seven, go 7-for-7, and you want to wrap up with the McCook Invite championship. Boy, you got to be proud of the girls, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. They played well, and they played hard, and they do all the work. I just stand there and and try and put them in the right spots, and they did really well, and they worked hard this week, and I told them last week that we had seven games and we have a chance to turn our record around, but it's up to them to do it, and they proved that they could do it this week. So
the talk was here after the matches, when was the last time McCook won this tournament? Any clue on that one?
I know Coach Potthoff obviously won it when she was in high school. She said, I think there might have been a year that they won it between there, maybe in 2021, 2020, somewhere in there. But I'm not sure, so I'd have to go back and I don't ask Nichols if he knows. But it's been a while. It's been a while since we've been in the championship game of this tournament as well. So
it looked like you're going to get it over in two. I mean, we think things go on the second set, but Southwest were kind of rallied. They had to go play a third.
Yeah, kind of cardiac kids today. Gehring, we played a real, real long set there. Southwest just when they get going on the service line, especially with the two Nelms girls, really get going, and it got us out of system, and they just got back into it and got good kills and swings, and we were able to come back and push them in the third and get a lead and held it better than we did in the second. Can remember the exact serve receive that we kind of got stuck in versus them, and we got out of it in the first one, so that was good to see.
Gehring game was huge. Boy, that was a big win. They had some big hammers, some big swingers.
Yeah, you know, and I'm kind of glad we got to see him in the semis, because with how we've talked about with how districts works, that could always be an opponent and later in the year. And yeah, they were big, and we had to kind of adjust how we were playing them a little bit. They, you know, it was a good win. We battled extra, it was 31-29, I think. And so I think we fought off seven set points. And usually we're the opposite. We've been the ones ahead, and then we lose and kind of do what we did to Gehring. And I was proud that the girls were able to reverse that. And I think that kind of came into the Southwest game a little bit as well. So
going back to that Gehring game, I thought one individual, not to pinpoint one person, but Summer Knight off the bench blocking. I thought she, every time she came in, she did get a lot of attacks, but blocks. And then she played a few more rotations, I think, in the Southwest game. But just to pinpoint, just a sophomore for you, but I thought she really had not a bad day.
Yeah, you know, first, you just Gehring, that number four, can't remember her name. She just kind of kept beating us line over the block, and we just thought we'd see if Summer could get some touches, and kind of told her, hey, you just watch four and go for her. That's all I'm for you to concern. And we may not have got a lot of blocks on her, but we got more touches, like you said. And then I thought she played well against Southwest, too, getting some touches. She had to move a little bit more because the Nelms girls moved a little bit across the net a little bit more than Gehring's outsides did. But, yeah, she came in and played really well, which is tough to do when you're cold. But she did well and performed well for us there.
But all your other hitters, you know, Jaylee Walgren was pretty solid today. Callie Crawford, your middles, once again with Morgan Griffin. Abby Renner came up big as well. I mean, and Karsten really, I thought, set well. And, of course, Bailey Foster, the Gehring game, she had a play, and I know you probably remember it. I talked with Lindsay about this before the championship. She had a play in the back row over here. She was a one side. She came diving, fisted it up, and knocked it over for a point. I don't know if I've ever seen that in a high school game in a long time.
Yeah, she's really kind of embraced that role. There's a lot of balls that would be down without her back there right now. Yeah, that was an amazing play, and that just brings momentum and energy to your team when you win those type of points. But she had, heck, serve receives, digs that were almost on the floor. The only way she could get to them was going down, and she got them up, and not only up, but got them to where Karsten could set a good ball, and then we were able to finish from, like you said, our four main hitters, I thought, did really well, and I thought Abby really, really tipped well today. play at times. Big in the Gehring game, she kind of had a good strong tip to the four spot that kind of got us, I think, maybe tied or in the lead there late in that third set. And so, Bailey's playing great defense. She's just picking up a lot. She reads well. And so she makes those energy plays pretty often in practice. And so I'm glad to see it happen in a game and kind of just continue for our effort and energy in that.
Again, we talked about this morning, this is the first year, three straight tournaments, so weekend tournaments. You'll try to get right after it. And that Holder Gen 5, boy, I haven't seen a bracket yet, but the teams involved, it's going to be a barn burner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think they're waiting for today's games to be finished up for they're going by PowerPoints. But, yeah, there's a lot of good teams. You got St. Cecilia, GICC, Maywood Hay Center's there again, Holdridge, obviously. There's just a lot of solid teams there. And, you know, we got one Thursday before that. Hershey, I think, on Thursday. But, we'll have to get ready for that tournament because it's going to be just like this one. You got to play well to end up where you want to be.
Well, I'm sure these kids, no problem getting into practice on Monday because they probably want to get back out here. Let's keep playing. Let's keep this momentum going.
I'm being a little too nice. We're going to watch film on Monday and give them a little, you know, with 7 in a week and, a trip down to Kansas. And we played 8 sets today as well. So we're going to give them a little bit break on Monday, watch some film. Callie's ready to go, but we're going to give the rest of them a break on Monday. So
much deserved, isn't it?
Yes, it is much deserved. They all played, and a lot of them play 6 rotations. So we need a little break. So.